Good morning. It's Thursday the 11th. And on a Thursday, we lead with the curve. So where are we sitting?
June's pacing minus 7.2 points behind the curve right now.
Behind. Okay. Is that worse than it was?
No, that's the story. 7 days ago, we were minus 11.5. So a 4.3 point swing toward us in a week.
So the gap's closing.
Closing fast. Bookings came in harder than the curve expected. Yesterday to today, flat. But week on week, that's real momentum.
Good. But still behind. Where's the hole?
Three routes drag it. George to Lanceria is the worst, sitting 25 points behind the curve. Cape Town to George, 19 behind. Blome to Cape Town, 16.
George Lanceria, 25 points. That's a lot of empty seats.
11,000 seats of capacity on it. Load factors running 35 against an expected 60. That's the one with the most to claw back in the next 14 days.
Repairable? Or just thin demand?
I'd test a fare action there before I'd write it off. Cape Town, George, same shape, smaller capacity. Those two are where a targeted push moves the June number.
And the other side, anything carrying us?
Zanzibar out of Joburg, 31 points ahead of the curve. Mauritius, 14 ahead. The leisure long haul is pulling its weight.
So the leisure stuff's flying, the regional feeders are lagging.
That's the split. And one caveat I'd flag hard.
Go on.
Forward filed schedules are low confidence right now. High fuel plus the whale cancellations are distorting what's on file. So I'm leaning on flown capacity and actuals, not the forward schedule, when I rank these.
Noted. Don't bet the meeting on a filed schedule.
Right.
Now give me the shape of June so far. 10 days in.
Revenue up 6.8% year on year. Revenue per flight up nearly 17. But volume soft, packs down 14%, load factor down 6 points to 79.
So it's price carrying it, not bums in seats.
Price. And here's the part you need before you call that healthy.
Tell me.
May yield was up 38%. Looks fantastic. But 97% of that uplift is fuel surcharge recovery. Underlying pricing power, about 14 Rand.
14 Rand. So it's not pricing strength, it's the surcharge passing fuel through.
Exactly. Don't let anyone walk into that room calling yield strong. It's fuel cost recovery wearing a yield costume.
That's the framing I'd want corrected. What about the actual contribution?
That part's genuinely better. Net contribution per seat, 172 Rand, up 62%. May swung to profit before tax of 125 million Rand against a loss last year.
So the surcharge is doing its job at the bottom line, even if it's not pricing power.
Cleanly put. Fuel itself eased about 10% month on month. That helps too. Rand's the watch item, weakened 13% on the month.
One more. Cape Town Port Elizabeth flagged a price war signal again.
It did, but it's about 600,000 Rand of impact. Immaterial. Capacity up, load factor soft, seasonal. I wouldn't spend a minute on it today.
Agreed, park it. Let me land two questions for Exco.
Go.
One, George Lanceria is 25 points behind the curve with 11,000 seats. What's the 14-day fare action, and who owns it by Monday?
And two, if headline yield is 97% surcharge, what's our actual plan to grow underlying fare? Not just pass fuel through.
Those are the two. Curve's closing, but the feeders and the real pricing are the work.
Actually, before we wrap, look 1 month out. July's only minus 2.7 overall, but East London to Joburg is sitting 10.5 points behind the curve on 43,800 seats. That's the biggest single block of capacity we've got anywhere on the books, and it's filling at half the pace it should.
So the real exposure isn't June's feeders, it's that East London block building up behind us in July. Have a good one.